DeSantis administration questions state attorney for allegedly failing to prosecute crimes. By Hannah Blow on March 1, 2023. The DeSantis administration is continuing in its efforts to champion law and order and hold woke prosecutors accountable. Sending a letter to 9th Judicial Circuit State Attorney Monique H. Worrell concerning a suspected murderer who remained on the streets after Worrell's office allegedly failed to prosecute him for previous crimes. As you are well aware, our state suffered inexplicable tragedy last week when a series of shootings in Pine Hills left three people dead. A mother, her 9-year-old daughter, and a news reporter. And at least two others injured, the letter from the office of the governor detailed, noting that the man arrested for those crimes, Keith Melvin Moses, has been allowed to remain on the streets after multiple arrests, including one your office has refused to prosecute. This man has also been identified as a known gang member with what the governor's office described as an extensive criminal history, including aggravated battery, assault, and grand theft. The office walked through some of Moses' other offenses, citing an arrest affidavit from November 2021, when Moses was arrested for possession of cannabis 20 grams. However, the affidavit further states that Moses, as well as the others he was in association with, had multiple firearm possession charges, to include attempted first-degree murder and armed robbery with a firearm, and all had ski mask-style masks on them or in the vehicle. The letter continued, emphasis added. Further, our records indicate that Mr. Moses was on juvenile felony probation at the time of this arrest, having previously been arrested for offenses such as battery, burglary, larceny, robbery with a firearm, possession of a firearm, aggravated battery with a deadly weapon without intent to kill, and multiple instances of resisting an officer, among other serious arrests. Tragically, despite the clear threat that Mr. Moses posed to our community, you apparently made the decision to not pursue charges against him. The failure of your office to hold this individual accountable for his actions, despite his extensive criminal history and gang affiliation, may have permitted this dangerous individual to remain on the street. The letter concludes, contending that Moses should have never been in the position to commit his latest heinous crime and questioning whether Worrell's office's inaction are to blame. As a result, the governor's office is requesting information and documentation on Moses, including copies of any and all reports, letters, summaries, statements, and emails regarding Keith Melvin Moses, as well as all policies, reports, letters, summaries, statements, and emails regarding decisions made by your office related to Keith Melvin Moses, plus more. The DeSantis administration's actions comes months after Governor Ron DeSantis, R., suspended woke state attorney Andrew Warren. We are going to make sure that our laws are enforced and that no individual prosecutor puts himself above the law, DeSantis said at the time, emphasizing that the Constitution of Florida has vested the veto power in the governor, not in individual state attorneys. When you flagrantly violate your oath of office, when you make yourself above the law, you have violated your duty, he said.